It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Yeah!
Sponsor?
Twin Peaks.
All right, Twin Peaks. Thank you very much. So, Sunday I'm driving around. And
wow.
I know, I have a car.
Doggone.
So elite.
Times have been pretty good to you.
And I'm listening to my friends on the ticket, which includes a lot of people that are here right now.
Get up!
Including but not limited to DJ Ringenberg, our producer, and Matt Birmingham, our technical director. And there was a revelation that I was not prepared for as I was driving around listening to my friends. And that was from Matt Birmingham, who definitely has a lot of quirks, as we've learned through the years. But this may take the cake. Beyond eating foods that only consist of breaded chicken, beyond having a dental regimen that started in the last couple of years, beyond drinking a milkshake every single day or Dr. Pepper and not drinking water.
Yeah, beyond playing drums for 8 straight hours and only drinking Dr. Pepper.
You're right. This one shocked me even more that he was prepared this week to have his first physical in his life.
In my life.
As he said.
Doesn't deserve applause.
In his life.
Yeah, we had Jay King on the board yesterday and we wondered why.
Yeah.
He took the whole day to go to the doctor.
So
yeah, that's right. That's where things got weird there. Like, you needed a off day to go take a physical.
I had two visits yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. Which? I had physical, and then I also had the allergist.
Okay. It was a big day for you.
Yeah.
We understand.
I didn't want to tire myself out.
No, we understand the day off. Okay, so let's get to the first point of contention, and that would be, this is the first physical of your life.
Were you raised by wolves?
Do you really mean of your life?
I mean, if you're counting like big boy man physical, then
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So you went to a pediatrician as a child.
But I stopped when I stopped being child.
Okay.
So when you were what, 13, 14, 12, something like that?
So it's been over 20 years since I've had somebody look at me for health purposes.
It's good to hear, though, that you had parents who were taking care of you physically.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But I didn't play sports or anything like that, so I had no need to go check myself out to see if I was able to play football and whatnot.
Right, and that's typical for boys at least, and girls too, I guess, that you have to get a waiver signed by your doctor
every year
deeming you physical enough to play whatever sport there is. And that was the main reason that we all went, I think, other than to check your general health.
Yeah.
I would think, though, that you would do that as well. But, okay, so was there ever a time that you thought you needed to go to the doctor before this?
No.
So why now?
Mainly because wife scheduled it, and she's like, you need to start doing this, because recently she had surgery on her gums,
yeah.
And so she's like, you need to go to the dentist, because you've been paying it for it for years, and you need to have it yourself checked out.
Okay, so that's the other thing I was going to ask. You went to the dentist.
Yes.
They found no cap. Your first trip to the dentist since when?
2019.
Okay. Not horrible. That's understandable.
This century, at least.
What about before then, though? What was the previous time before 2019?
Obama administration, probably.
Okay.
Early Obama. First administration.
Dead body of General Lee Sumo.
So, I heard you asking questions on Sunday of what to expect within your physical.
Yes.
And it devolved into a bunch of nut stuff.
Yeah, because in my mind, anytime I heard physical, I thought it's they hold your balls and make you cough and whatnot.
Yeah, but the physical, that's just like the tiniest part of...
They juggle them.
That's not... Look, you get your levels all tested out to make sure your blood pressure is okay. It's way beyond just that. That is like... That's the joke of the physical.
And if I'm being honest, they didn't even do the ball thing.
Right!
And I was really looking forward to that.
You weren't. You weren't.
Did you, shave or wax beforehand?
I kept pushing myself onto him, and he said, we don't do that here.
Right. He was actually wearing a condom.
They tried to
he was just ready.
They tried to dismiss him, and he called them back. You have yet to do this.
Put your pants back on, Mr. Birmingham.
He's over in the corner, nude, Matt. So, how was it? How was your first physical?
It went well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything surprise you?
I actually have amazing blood pressure.
Amazing blood pressure.
Yeah.
That's so good.
He said it was 118, and I asked if that was good, and he goes, that's actually pretty great.
Okay.
And then later, when I went to allergist, it was 103. So somehow, I tricked my body into lowering my blood pressure within 7 hours.
Did you have chicken and a milkshake in between?
Just chicken.
Okay.
Milkshake today.
Okay.
Chicken yesterday.
But we always joke about how he has the constitution of a hummingbird.
Yeah.
And so the fact that his blood pressure is so mellow is very surprising.
It is.
He's young.
I have no stress in my life, I think is what it is.
But you eat fried chicken and candy every day, though.
Not every day.
Almost every day.
With the candy. With the chicken, yeah.
So, yeah, I wonder how much, at what point does that catch up to him?
Or would Ham be like an Olympian if he had any type of commitment?
Dude, that's actually a very good point. Like, there may be something to it.
I think, though, it's worth not finding out. I want to keep my lifestyle of chicken.
Like, he may have the lung capacity of like Lance Armstrong or something like that.
Which I do because they did a lung test at the allergist.
And
they said, you have great lungs.
What if he's like a super athlete?
Yeah. This is very possible.
Okay, so when's the last time you had your blood drawn?
I usually go and have it drawn whenever I feel sick. I would go previous to having like a general practitioner look at me. Like, I now have a guy.
Yeah.
But before, if I felt sick, then I would go to, like, one of those doc-in-the-box places.
Sure, sure.
And they'd be like, well, we got to figure out what's wrong with you, so let's draw some blood.
So you're not averse to that? That doesn't make you... Because a lot of people don't go to the doctor because they literally can't do the needle thing.
No, I'm actually the opposite. I will look at the needle put in my arm and the blood going out.
Have you ever given blood?
No, because I've never weighed enough. The
like, he would lose one pint of blood and keel over and die.
Because I think there was like one of the Saturday shows they had me out at Carter Blood Care.
Yeah.
And I was promoting it, yet I couldn't actually partake because I didn't weigh over 130.
Wow.
But now I weigh 135, so they're just leeching me.
Okay, so what did they, when they drew your blood this time, did everything go as planned?
So I haven't heard the results back because when I went to the allergist yesterday, they did like the little test where they poke your back and everything like that.
Yeah.
And they came in and they go, do you feel anything going on your back? And I go, I feel my top left shoulder. And they go, that's the control group. Are you feeling anything else? And I said, no. So when they came back with the sheet of everything you're allergic to, the list was you have an adverse reaction to cockroaches and nothing else.
Yeah, and everybody's allergic to cockroaches.
Exactly.
Stop sleeping with cockroaches.
Yeah, I know.
I guess I've never been to an allergist before.
Oh, yeah.
That is, cockroaches is something that they
test everything.
Yeah,
like,
they test for,
it's like under mold and whatnot.
Yeah, grasses, fungus, mold.
All which I'm not allergic
pollens,
to.
I had an amazing
danders.
Testing experience because
did your whole back flare up?
Yeah, they had like 20 different squares and I was like 16 for 20 or something crazy like that.
I was not like that, so much so that they brought the doctor in to look at me. They're like, we're going to exit the room real quick.
What if they
and
had
they
told,
brought more people to look at
what
it.
If they had told you you're allergic to chicken?
I would kill myself. 100%.
Yeah. I thought maybe you were going to say that if you didn't feel anything because there was a layer of like breaded chicken underneath your epidermis
like
layer.
Like
exoskeleton of chicken?
Yes.
Just the bread.
Like
the
a scuba
breaded
suit.
Part. Yeah, yeah.
No, but so it took so long for them to actually get a reaction out of my skin. And then they were super puzzled by the fact that, because the real reason I went to the allergist also was because like every once in a while, one of my eyes will just flare up and the eyelid itself will just get super inflamed.
And was that going on during the World Series? There was some eye tick you had.
That was my lip was
lip,
twitching.
That's right.
Which went away immediately right when the Rangers won. But the eye thing's been going on for a while.
You blamed Leclerc, didn't you?
Yes.
How weird is that? You had a Ranger lip tick.
Yeah.
And he would show us. He'd be like, come look at it.
Yeah.
It's doing it right now.
And it would just, my mustache would just be hopping. Constantly.
Only during a game, or would it be
safe situations?
Just if I'm thinking about Rangers, and of course we are talking about it all the time up here, so it was always on my mind. But the moment that Spores struck out, what's his nuts?
Right.
Went away.
Marte.
And you've not had it back in 4 months or whatever, 3 months.
Yeah, correct. But I wanted to get my eye checked out because I knew something was up with it. So I went there. They ran a ton of tests, but I went so long that they sent home like the blood drawer. So this morning I had to go get my blood drawn for them to do additional tests to figure out what's causing anything, because I'm allergic to something. They just don't know what.
So have you been paying for the doctor on your insurance all these years that you worked at the ticket?
Yeah, dentist, optometrist, probably whatever the general practitioner thing is.
And you've never, how long have you been working here now, full time?
Full time, maybe 6 years.
And you've never used that? That's all just gone away.
Yeah. It was something I wanted to have just in case I wanted to use it.
No, look, I mean, I think that I have in past years skipped the doctor for that year, but I'll always go back, right? Like, I won't, if I didn't get a physical, and it, part of it was too, like, it was, what was it? We would get money,
yeah,
or like it would decrease the insurance premiums?
There would be something different about our premiums if we would make sure we had our...
Is that still a thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the worst part of the doctor's visit, or was there one?
There wasn't really. Other than them not doing the ball thing at the general practitioner.
Right. And
I was really looking
forward. And you're too young for prostate.
Yeah.
You get back here and do the ball thing.
Yeah. You're too young for that. So, like.
The thing I was shocked over was just A, not being allergic to anything. B, they told me I'm very healthy, which I know is not the case.
What if your blood work comes back and there are things that are distorted and they tell you you need to change your diet?
I may consider it.
At what age do you take that stuff seriously, though? Like, for me, I would at that age, but I mean, people are like, whatever, I'm 35 years old, I'm fine.
I think the time that I started concerning myself with diet and exercise was about the birth of my first kid. So maybe Ham will have that epiphany of life.
His wife sent him to the doctor.
You just wanted to be alive while they're alive.
Yeah, I don't know. Having a baby or your first baby does things with your head, probably, right?
Yeah.
And you think about maybe it's time to stop eating, you know, Lucky Charms.
Never.
8 scoops of ice cream
for the rest of my life.
But yeah, they drew 6 vials of blood today to send off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you feel weak?
Not really, because I immediately went to get Dr. Pepper shake.
Gosh, I love him.
Soda Dave is very bitter at this tiny man being the picture of health with that crazy diet.
So do you think that you at 34, 35, whatever, if you at that age, where your metabolism is obviously higher, if you had the same diet as him, how much weight would you gain in a year, or would the metabolism hold it off?
No, I've never had a fast metabolism, so...
You would be huge.
I would have been huge.
If all you ate were chicken tenders, french fries, and Dr. Pepper floats.
Yes. There's no way.
I love the concept.
You're going to go back? You're going to make this a yearly thing?
Yeah. I have an appointment scheduled now for every year.
Okay, good for you.
It sounds like fun.
Look at this kid's growing up. Think of all the things that this radio station has changed in his life.
I don't know if I like it, though. I kind of like unhealthy Ham.
You need wild card Ham?
Yeah, exactly.
It was funny because wife also got her blood tested and it was a little higher than mine. I was like, she'll probably be watching what you eat.
And does she, does she in general watch what she...
Oh my God, yeah. She eats salads and whatnot. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he does not eat vegetables.
No, he's never had one.
The big man checks in and he reports that Ham's blood type is chicken positive.
Well, congratulations on the clean bill of health.
Thank you.
Yeah, what a great American.
I put a lot of work into this.
The only known human male with a blood type of chicken positive.